W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump was asked a short time ago if he would fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell. CBS News learned he asked a group of House Republicans if he should do it.
He's always been too late, hence his nickname Too Late. He should have cut interest rates a long time ago.
But the president said it's highly unlikely he'd fire him. Israel's been launching attacks on Syria today and a warning to the new government to leave the country's Druze minority alone. Secretary of State Marco Rubio a short time ago said it's a complicated problem.
So we've been engaged with them all morning long and all night long with both sides, and we think we're on our way towards a real de-escalation and then hopefully get back on track.
There's a big rock up for auction today.
This Martian meteorite is the largest piece of Mars we have ever found.
Sotheby's Cassandra Hatton says it could fetch $2 to $4 million. It's believed to have fallen off Mars in an asteroid strike. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Statewide, schools are feeling the pinch and frustrations with funding. Lisa Hill has the details.
School districts across Wisconsin are facing budget dilemmas following passage of the state's new biennial budget and from funding freezes at the national level. Last year, a record number of referenda from local school districts were on the ballot to fund everything from capital projects to operations. Green Bay area Superintendent Vicki Bayer said districts are cutting to make ends meet.
We've closed and consolidated 3 schools. We've reduced staffing, including 10% of our administrative staff. We've reduced department budgets. We've been at this for 3 years now. And it continues to be a challenge.
Bayer said the same is true for districts across the state.
They're all having conversations about where else can we possibly cut before we start hurting our children. That's across the state for public schools. You will see more schools closing in the next year.
In the spring election cycle, 94 referendums were placed before voters. In 2024, a total of 241 referenda were considered. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The federal funding freeze has brought another multi-state lawsuit against these actions by the Trump administration. On Monday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced the new lawsuit filed with 23 other states over title funding in schools. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration's decision to withhold over $6 billion for K-12 schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin should have received around $80 million on June 30th. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
Nationally gets the victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game ended in a win for the National League. The NL jumped out to a 6-0 lead. The American League came back, down 6-4 in the ninth to tie the game up. And so for the first time, they had a swing-off, a mini home run derby. And the Phillies' Kyle Schwarber responded, going 3-for-3 home runs on Fox Sports.
Swing off.
Later, Schwarber named the game's MVP, Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz pitched in the eighth inning, allowing just one hit and retiring 3 other batters. And Milwaukee's Trevor McGill also making an appearance, retiring the batter he faced to end the seventh inning. NBA, the Bucks wrapping up their summer league schedule in Las Vegas. They'll take on the Chicago Bulls. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Still warm today with highs scraping the low 80s, showers and storms this afternoon and into this evening, bringing some heavy rainfall that could create flash flooding. A flood watch is in effect from 3 o'clock until 10 p.m. Plus, these storms could be packing high winds and a tornado too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our road trip continues. Matinair on air and Todd Alba broadcasting live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery in Butternut. Absolutely join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matinair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. The Department of Justice is hitting states with requests for voter rolls and election data. This is something that I think all of us should be scratching our heads and more than that, should be sitting up and paying careful attention to. It's an exclusive story right now in the Washington Post by Patrick Marley, Yvonne Wingate, Sanchez, the two of them. And the headline is DOJ hits states with broad requests for voter rolls and election data. They are getting an enormous amount of pushback from Republican election officials. And it's looking like this may be an effort by Donald Trump or the Trump administration and the Department of Justice, Pam Bondi, and to basically do what they tried to do in 2020, which is, you know, decide which election outcomes they're going to certify, and that sort of stuff. I mean, here's the opening paragraph in the Washington Post: the Trump administration and its allies have launched a multi-pronged effort to gather data on voters and inspect voting equipment, sparking concern among locals and state election officials about federal interference ahead of the 2026 midterms. They note that the wildest stuff so far has been happening in Colorado, which Trump lost by 11 points, by the way, where, quote, a well-connected consultant, by the way, this guy is the former chief of staff for Lauren Boebert, right, who says he is working with the White House. And he is, by the way, he's called people and said on different occasions he's either working for Donald Trump or he's working for Stephen Miller, is asking county clerks whether they will allow the federal government or a third party to physically examine their election equipment. And, of course, the election laws say you can't do that. A Trump executive order that would shift, again, the Washington Post here, a Trump executive order that would shift some power over elections in the states to Washington was just signed. Courts have temporarily blocked key provisions of the order, including changing mail ballot deadlines and requiring voters to provide proof of citizenship, particularly with mail-in ballots, which would make it really, really hard to do a mail-in ballot because you'd have to go to a notary public and get your citizenship documents inspected, and then the notary would have to notarize a form, and then that form has to be, you know, mailed in along with your mail-in ballot. And if it doesn't come in, your ballot simply doesn't get counted. And this is one of the things that Republicans have proposed at the federal level and at state levels as well. Now, they note in the Washington Post that under the Constitution, states are responsible for running elections. And that is, you know, clear and unambiguous. And when the federal government plays a role, it has to be spelled out by Congress. The Washington Post reached out to the Justice Department, said, what's going on here? And they said, we're not going to tell you. They reached out to the White House and said, what's going on? The White House said, we're not going to tell you. But they did say, quote, the president is committed to helping states ensure voters on the rolls are citizens. Right. We have never had a problem in this country with non-citizens voting. Non-citizens voting have never changed the outcome of any election in the history of this country. It's not an issue. It's not a problem. It's not a problem in any country in the world. But Republicans use it as an excuse to make it really, really hard to vote on the assumption that the people that are, you know, like, don't want to take time off work because they're paid by the hour, you know, are more likely to just say, screw it, it's too much hassle. This guy's name is Small, Jeff Small, and he was the chief of staff to Lauren Boebert, the person who thinks that Matt Gaetz should be the special prosecutor looking into Jeffrey Epstein. Small told more than half a dozen, again quoting from the Washington Post, Small told more than half a dozen GOP county clerks by phone or text that he was working with the Trump administration. Justin Graham, who is the Republican county clerk in Fremont County, Colorado, he said, to me it felt like they were wanting to intervene before 2026. He said, another Republican clerk, this one in Weld County, Colorado, said, that's a hard stop for me. Nobody gets access to my voting equipment for security reasons. Now, Trump, in a post on his Nazi-infested social media site on Saturday, again repeated his 2020 lies and said that Pam Bondi is looking into, quote, the rigged and stolen election of 2020. And Samantha Taurasi, CEO of the Nonpartisan Voting Rights Lab, said President Trump and his allies are trying to lay the groundwork to interfere with a free and fair election in 2026. In Colorado, they made a sweeping request for all records, in quotes, all records relating to the election. In Alaska, they wanted to know why voters had not been removed from the rolls for mental incompetence. What, does Alaska have a mental incompetence problem? In several states, it asked more detailed questions about the process to remove non-citizens and other ineligible voters from the rolls. That Fremont County clerk that I quoted earlier, Grantham, said Small asked if he would allow a third party to review whether his voting machines complied with federal law. Now, this is the state where Tina Peters got sent off to prison for, I think it was 9 years, Mesa County clerk, sentenced to prison last year. Trump is talking about pardoning her because she hacked a voting machine and handed that information over to Trump partisans. And last week, Mr. Small contacted clerks claiming to have ties to Trump. He said, I am reaching out on a timely election integrity project. I'm working with the White House and was hoping to chat. Another message to another clerk, he said he was, the outreach is from Stephen Miller. So something's going on here. And it could be something very big. Griswold, this is one of the county clerks who said no. This is the Colorado Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold. Griswold said, this is the 2020 playbook on steroids. Yeah, you think? So the Washington Post reporter called Small and he hung up on her. And a spokesman for Boebert declined to comment. And the Justice Department has recently asked for the entire voter lists from Alaska, Colorado, Florida, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. It looks like this is just the start. So something's going on here. Meanwhile, Texas is talking about making their gerrymander even more severe so that they can pick up a couple more Republican seats in the House of Representatives. And Gavin Newsom, this was what Trump said about this, by the way. Trump said, we pick up 5 seats, but we have a couple of other states where we'll pick up seats also. I mean, he's bragging about the fact that they're going to be hyper gerrymandering these states. So Gavin Newsom replies on X. He said, there are currently 9 Republicans in the California congressional delegation. Just thought folks might want to know that fun fact, which is implying that he would consider gerrymandering. But, you know, we'll see. 12 of the 38 congressmen from Texas are Democrats, only 12. And they're trying to reduce that number. Now, there are people who are speculating that this might backfire. I don't know. I'm skeptical. We'll see. I have a geeky science for you. What if trauma is not a curse? What if it's a doorway? Right after this break and We'll be right back with that and your calls, so stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with you. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, on our trip to Norway, it's kind of cold there. I had ordered a cotton and wool sweater from Quince. And boy, was that great. What a comfortable it was and warm. And now they also have lightweight layers and high quality staples for summertime. That's why I love Quince. They are working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love the products I get from Quince, and you will too. I recently purchased a cotton cashmere blend. It's so soft and a perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Just go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Tom to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
And love left no trace. A cold father's shadow, a mother withdrawn. Taught him to lie before he could yawn. Now he struts like a king with a gold-plated frown, breaking rules, breaking hearts, tearing all the way down. No remorse in his chest, no shame in his eyes, just a child in a suit, spinning rage into lies. He's the broken man who's breaking America. Wounds never healed, now he's dragging us through. He don't feel your pain, but he'll sell it back to you and laugh as he stomps on the red, white, and blue. Yeah, the broken man who's breaking America. But we won't let him finish what he came here to do.
Yeah, that's the essence of the first third of my new book, The Last American President, is how Trump is the is a broken man, or at least a highly dysfunctional one. Anyhow, a new CNN poll found, and this, by the way, appears to be the consequence of the Epstein, whatever you want to call this. I'm not going to go along with the TV networks and call it a conspiracy theory. I don't think it's a conspiracy theory when somebody has been prosecuted successfully and sent to prison. It's a crime or a series of crimes. And, some report hundreds of victims, some report over 1,000 victims. Of course, you know, who are the Johns, right? Who are the men who have been involved in this? Inquiring minds want to know. We know that Donald Trump flew on the Lolita Express at least 7 times, at least according to the flight logs that have been publicly released. So what's up with this? So anyhow, you know, Trump won this election in large part because of, kind of the Joe Rogan manosphere thing. Young men listening to these increasingly right-wing shows, many of them actually, it turns out, subsidized by Russia. But Trump won the election based on these younger men. And a new CNN poll finds that 40% of men younger than 35 approve of Trump and 60% disapprove. Now, he was at 54% disapproval back in February, but he's up to 60% disapproval now. That's a 4-point swing. That's substantial. 65% of men under 35 are dissatisfied with the government's handling of the Epstein case, while only 10% are satisfied. So, you know, what's this going to mean for the elections? I'm skeptical that this will still be remembered, much less an issue in November of 2026, 16 months from now, 18 months from now, whatever it is. I think it's 17, 15. Anyway, year and a half from now. But it does provide an opening for Democrats to at least start reaching out to young men and saying, you know, we've got something for you, too. And we'll tell you the truth. I think it's entirely possible. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But it's an interesting political moment right now. This is sort of, the parallel that this keeps reminding me of. And, you know, you've got to be a certain age to remember this. But it reminds me of Nixon during Watergate, when he was claiming that there was nothing to see there, and John Mitchell was like, don't worry, and it's not, you know, it's just a third-rate burglary, and these guys were freelancers, and we have no idea who they are, and, you know, who knows what's going on, and, you know, quack, quack, quack. And it turned out that, you know, Nixon was just lying through his teeth. And clearly Trump is as well. And we know how that ended up with Nixon. I mean, you know, he got driven out of office under threat of impeachment. Now, whether that'll happen with these Republicans today, I don't know. But, you know, keep your eyes open, pay attention, and show up in the streets tomorrow, because we've got to have a large numbers of us out there saying no, no, this, you know, we really don't want, you know, a sexual assaulter, you know, an alleged rapist, a guy convicted of fraud, a guy convicted of election fraud, for God's sake, running our country and the party that supports him. So what's on your mind? Nancy in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Oh, nothing good. I'm sorry, Tom, but I apologize if I sound snarky. I have not figured out a way yet to express myself where there are no words. And I'm sorry, but I'm so sick and tired of listening to all the talking heads, and especially my so-called representatives telling me the same thing over and over again and not doing anything about it. And you know what terrifies me? My children's and grandchildren's future. I've been around long enough to realize they haven't done this undemocratic two-party system has not worked from day. Yeah, it worked back in 1787 because that's all they had to work with, but it has not evolved.
Oh, I think they did a pretty good job with the New Deal and the Great Society.
You can pick a couple of things. Anyway, what scares me is that it's been so easy for them to take over.
Yeah.
They did it overnight, practically.
Yeah.
And are not fighting. I'm sorry, but I don't have any representation. I haven't had
any. Well, let's get out in the streets then, Nancy, like the South Koreans did, because it's falling. You're right. It's falling to us. Nancy, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls on the other side of the break.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And much like me, John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, just got back from some traveling across the Midwest. He's here to share an update on what he saw during his travels when it comes to the health of the crops.
Yeah, it's all a mixed bag. I mean, I will admit, I mean, I was in southwest corner Wisconsin for the 4th of July weekend, and I thought things looked better there than it did in Indiana, given the way the weather works. And we've seen that area, western area of Indiana, on the drier side. So there was one spot I did see around that Fair Oaks area where things were pretty tough, it looked like to me. Corn was definitely dry in terms of lacking some moisture. Was definitely like rolling yesterday on the way home. But again, in the big picture things, those are small areas. As we got those crop ratings last night, 74% good to excellent, still one of the best rated crops ever or in the last decade for this time frame. And
Heinberg says that with the crops looking overall pretty good across the U.S., we are hopeful for good harvest come this fall. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
You know, the customers really tell the story of why Bavaria sausage is so special. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yankee reminding you, you can shop online, BavariaSausage.com, or you can experience the real deal. It's at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. I just swung down to enjoy their regular Friday brat fry. It's outside, but it happens rain or shine, and it features all the different flavors that Bavaria sausage has made famous. And I'll tell you what, the customers spoke loud and clear about why they love Bavaria sausage. It's the flavor. It's the ingredients. It's the snap of a really good brat or a really good knackwurst. That's what I enjoyed. Take a look online, BavariaSausage.com. Incorporate it into your upcoming events. Need something special? Contact them directly. BavariaSausage.com. We'll see you there.
Welcome back, everybody. Now it's time to lend your ear over here and take a look at these midday markets. It's a mostly upward direction midday today with cash corn up 5.5 cents at 406¾ and new crop corn up 5¼ cents at 425. Cash soybeans are up 16.5 cents at 10.11½ with new crop soybeans up 16¾ at 10.18½. New crop wheat is up 3¼ cents at 5.41¼. Class 3 milk contracts for August have gained 3 cents at 17.25 hundredweight, with September contracts down a penny at 18 hundredweight. Giving you a look at what's happening in Chicago midday this Wednesday, from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Still warm today with highs scraping the low 80s and showers and storms this afternoon and into this evening, bringing some heavy rainfall that could create flash flooding. A flood watch is in effect from 3 o'clock until 10 p.m. Plus, these storms could be packing high winds and a tornado too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
So much for all of your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, I got to tell you about Mando. This is a new men's deodorant that actually works. I mean, it actually works. This stuff is amazing. It's a high-performance deodorant. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors
before they even start anywhere in your body. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid. It's clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic, skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. And I can get you 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, shopmando.com. And when you check out, use the code TOM, and you'll get that 20% off site-wide, plus shipping is always free. That's shopmando.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Counting every dime as we're scraping by on nickels, just trying to survive. They're stacking up their billions every single day, while the schools and roads we're driving on are crumbling away. From the Dust Bowl days to the factory floors, we've fought these kings before. Now they're back again in tailored suits and ties, obsessed with hoarding power till the planet dies. It's the bill.
Minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here. I'm going to get to the geeky science on the next hour here. Will in Bushkill, Pennsylvania. Hey, Will, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How you doing? Welcome back, by the way. I'm glad you had a nice vacation. I'm Norwegian too. Boy, I wish they would. I could go there. But yeah. Anyway, that's not why I called. God, what I would get.
It's a damn hard country to emigrate to. You got to speak fluent Norwegian before you can even begin the process.
I've looked into it. Yeah, I've checked it. Yeah, I know. Oh, trust me, I have. Yeah, I know. What I wanted to say was, I think it's time that we can stop debating. It's okay to do it, but I'm saying we don't need to debate anymore whether or not Trump is a psychopathic Nazi. He is. I think we can close that now and move on to what are we going to do about it. That's just my view.
Yeah.
And I, with that in mind, we all know this. Anybody knows psychology, and I know you are, that's one of your big subjects. Me too, by the way. There is only one way to stop a bully. There's nothing else will work no matter what anybody says.
You have to get in their
face. That's right. You need to go get in their face and say, I dare you. And so with that in mind, I know this may seem foolish, silly. I don't know, but what else can we do? I'm going to try it. So with that in mind, I am now telling Trump if anybody in his admin is listening to this show, Trump, you're gonna start arresting and rounding up all of your all criticizers. We know this. We know how this works. Start with me. I dare you. I want you to. Trump, come and get me. My name is Will Landstrom. I live in Bushkill, Pennsylvania. Start with me. And the reason why I'm saying that, I'm not trying to sound macho, is that we need people in mass to say that, because the only way you stop this from growing into completely out of control, we're pretty much out of control already, is millions of people have to say, you know what, if this is where you're going to go, come and get us all.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to build a lot more prisons than even you guys with your 100 billion can handle. So you have to do it, because I think at some point people have to risk getting arrested. I certainly don't want to. In fact, I'm you know, a little fearful of that, I will admit. But I don't. But it's the inevitable. It's coming, and we all know this.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway, that's my point.
Yeah. First they go after the brown people, then they go after the black people, then they, in this case, you know, because Trump started with the immigrants. Historically, yeah. They went after the black people first, and then they come for the white people. You know, it's an old pattern, and you know, for you and me, Will, I'm assuming you're a white guy, that you know our white privilege has protected us up to this point, but we cannot rely on that.
That's right. That will not save us. And yeah, this is where it's going. And I think, you know, it is scary. I mean, we should just be honest about it. This guy is a very scary guy. Yeah. He's not only crazy, he's literally psychotic. He has dementia.
The thing that spooks me, I don't know if you saw it. There was a picture that I thought deserved a whole lot more publicity of a white woman. She was kind of overweight. That, if that springs a reminder for you, standing in front of a tank or a half track or whatever it was, something that had tracks, you know, or maybe it was a giant truck. I believe it was in Los Angeles. It might have been someplace else. But she just stood right in the middle of the road and said, you know, basically, wow. I dare you to run over me. And it reminded me of Tiananmen Square. I was in, right. I lived in China for a month in the November of the year before Tiananmen Square. And I spent time in, you know, I walked around Tiananmen Square. It was just a few blocks from where I was staying. And so I was paying very careful attention when that happened. And those people were very brave, but they also, I mean, you know, ultimately the soldiers just came in with machine guns and mowed them down, which I think most Americans don't remember. They just remember tank guy, you know, the guy who was stood in front of the tank. And I don't think it's going to play out that way here in the United States. We have a 249-year tradition of standing up against tyrants.
This country is built on rebels. Yep. That, it's in our DNA. It is in our blood. I mean, it really is. That is one, thank God, something really real about Americans. We don't like to be told what to do, and we don't serve kings. Yep. It is so embedded in our DNA that he's not going to have an easy go of this. Yep. I'll say that. And he's going to get a lot of pushback. But I think that it's strength in numbers, and people really do need to be. They keep on saying, everybody says it, and I know they mean it. Mm-hmm. We believe in freedom. Now it's time to actually stop saying it and show it. And you have to, you really do. It's time to step up to the plate.
Well, tomorrow's the day, Will. Tomorrow's
the day. Yeah, I'll be there. I've been to every one. I'm going to go tomorrow. Thank you.
Me too. So, yeah, good talking to you, Will. Man. Thanks for the call. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Yes, hi, Tom. I think we should call it the case of Donald Trump. Not a court case, but it's the case of. You've heard movies, the case of blah, blah. It's a conversation. Sure. And think about this. Epstein's dead. Ivana is dead. I mean, who knows Trump better than Epstein and Ivana and everything going on around him? Mm-hmm. And have you seen Ivana's burial site?
Yeah, it's covered with weeds right now. Well, it was the last picture I saw.
On his golf course?
Say that again. Your voice is kind of muffled. I couldn't make out what
you said. She's buried on his Bedminster golf course.
That's right, in a remote corner, yeah.
Can you believe it? And if you Google it, her burial site, it's almost grown over with grass.
Yeah.
Now, the reason you wonder that's odd, well, it's New Jersey law that if you're buried on private property, it's very hard to get you exhumed for study.
Oh, really?
You know, criminal investigations.
To see if she was pushed down those stairs, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. And maybe he didn't want it. I mean, it sounds very Putin-like. You know, Epstein's killed in jail, like Navalny, and she falls down the stairs, and she knew all about him and his Hitler thing and tried to give him trouble on his election, saying that. And I think he wanted her, I just wonder if he wanted her out of the way he wanted Epstein.
You wonder what his three kids think about this. Mom's buried on the golf course. I mean, that's just, like, weird.
I don't think they have a whole lot to say about it.
I was thinking maybe he did it to get some sort of tax benefit, you know, that he could declare part of the golf course a nonprofit
I think
cemetery.
It's to evade an investigation. Yeah. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
That makes more sense.
I mean, wouldn't
Diane.
It be easy to bury her and forget about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in a cemetery?
Yeah.
That sounds odd.
It is. It's very strange.
That is the case of Epstein.
Yeah.
Regarding Trump.
There you go. Well, and probably Ivana knew a lot about that too. But you know,
you
she
better
certainly,
believe it.
She certainly knew about his links to Russia. So
exactly.
Diane,
and did you see the photo of Epstein, Melania, and Ghislaine and Epstein, I'm sorry, Trump, all yeah. four of them.
Oh, those pictures are
like
all over the place.
On a double date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He knew nothing of it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know nothing. It's Sergeant Schultz reinvented, right? Diane, thank you for the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
We'll be right back.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibri and Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better in your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom to get up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom. Vibrience.com/Tom. It is 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Let's see here. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Yes, sir. Welcome back, Professor.
Thank you.
Since everyone's watching woke movies like Superman, I'll be binge-watching Doctor Who until it gets yanked off of streaming.
Okay.
Especially John Hurt as Doctor Who.
All right.
Yes.
Superman's a great movie, right. David. I got to tell you.
I take your word for it. Yes,
it's just a good, dumb, fun movie.
That's what we need sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. But my concern is, you know, we forget before Trump, there was the so-called beauty contest for Charles Koch. Remember all those senators that had to be let out early for what it looked like it, you know, might have been Ted Cruz or Rand Paul as a candidate.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. Before we got Trump back in 2015,
right?
That it looked like it was going to be these other guys.
Oh, you're talking the 2015 primaries, you know, in early 2016. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So my concern is with all the attention on Trump, as usual, that we're still stuck in the same cycle of mostly baby boomers who have finally inherited their family business assets, whatever, and so focused on wanting to be a Trump, a Romney, a W, forgetting that, you know, that they are who they are mostly because of their name and connections, not actual ability. With all three, wasn't the joke, they would have been better off with passive assets instead of trying to do clever stuff that always backfired. But their fans won't know that. Yeah. The fellow boomers that only watch Fox News and such. And as long as we keep getting that cycle of worship, we're going to keep having trouble, especially with, you know, with the people who want to be that. People who've been watching Mad Men and other, you know, nostalgia shows about how things used to be, forgetting the high cost of the greatest generation, you know, to get there, to make room for the little emperors of America.
The price they paid in blood, yeah.
Blood, you know,
and the Great Depression.
The deprivation of the 30s and the blood sacrifice of the 40s, which was betrayed mostly in the 50s, hence the 60s. But they don't know that. And until your voice and others get through to them, I'm going to have to do something crazy, like one for governor with Elon Musk paying the bills.
Good luck with that, David.
The status quo ain't working.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that. David, thank you for the call. Rick in Cadillac, Michigan. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I have been doing my darndest to call my House representative, a Republican named John Molinar from the 2nd District of Michigan.
I know who he is.
And I keep getting the same answers from them. I just yesterday called them and I asked them, I said, what good is Congress if they're not going to do their job and they're going to allow Trump to do their work? And he said, well, what do you mean? I said, tariffs. Tariffs is the job of Congress.
Yeah, Article 1, Section 8.
Yes, the Department of Labor. It's up to Congress. The staffer person actually told me, Tom, he said, no. He said the Supreme Court has ruled that that can be done by the executive. Mm-hmm. I said, you're kidding me, right? He goes, no. He said, it's perfectly fine. And I said, well, okay, what do we need Congress for then?
Well, here's what you're missing, Rick. Congress passed a law that said during a time of emergency, the president may exercise tariff power to deal with the emergency. And so Trump has declared a BS phony emergency. And the Supreme Court has, by and large, gone along with him. So that guy's not, he's missing some of the detail, but he's not lying to you.
Yeah. They're firmly believing that this is all on the up and up. And
yeah, no, the law was passed in the 70s, and it was to deal with the it was in part in response to the Arab oil, you know, embargoes and things like that. And as I recall, double check that, by the way, I'm doing that from memory. But I know that the law was passed in the 20th century, and you know, maybe it was World War II. I don't think so, though. This is like, you know, Trump he declared the emergency to be able to do tariffs. He's declared an emergency on the border. He's declared an emergency in Los Angeles. These are all phony emergencies. He's abusing emergency power, which, by the way, is exactly what Adolf Hitler did in the 1930s. He used emergency powers to do the stuff he did.
Yep.
At least initially.
And I want to encourage everybody, don't get discouraged when you call your Republican people in Washington, D.C. to complain.
Yeah.
Make sure they get the point.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's more important to call Republicans right now than Democrats. I mean, you know, it is important to call Democrats and tell them to get a damn spine and stuff like that. But it's also it's vitally important to be calling Republicans so that they know that their jobs are on the line. And don't sound like, you know, a rabid Democrat when you call. I mean, you know, do everything you can to sound like you might have voted for the guy.
That's right.
Because then they'll take you more seriously.
Thanks,
talking to you, Rick.
Spread the word.
Yeah,
okay,
you got it. Me and a couple million people. Thank you, Rick. Hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side of the geeky science and Trump firing Jerome Powell. What's up with that? And what's going on with this rescission thing? Stick around. We got a bunch to talk about.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
And Sue here, does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he is not close to firing Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, though he asked some House Republicans about it last night.
I talked about the concept of firing him. I said, what do you think? Almost every one of them said I should. But I'm more conservative than they are.
Police have arrested a suspect in the shooting deaths of former American Idol executive Robin Kay and her husband in their Los Angeles home. LAPD Lieutenant Guy Golan.
Homicide investigators with the assistance of LAPD's Gang and Narcotics Division, FBI Fugitive Task Force, took that suspect into custody without incident.
Police believe the shooter had broken into the home and was surprised by the couple when they came home. Some California farm workers have gone on strike calling for an end to immigration raids.
For too long, we have sacrificed our health, our youth, our family, all without the basic retentions of citizenship.
They're also calling for a pathway to citizenship for farm workers. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.